This is live from Studio A. I'm Chris Harwood. We have in the studio today Paper Parlor, and they'll be playing this Friday as part of Pete Fest at Beaners Central. It's a four-day session, the third annual birthday celebration for Beaners Central door guy, Pete Sitch. And but they'll be here this Friday at 6 p.m. at Beaners, but they're here now live from Studio A. And we've got Kierden Wenger, who's the lead vocalist on guitar, and Wilson Johnson on bass guitar, and also Mitch Saleen on the electric guitar. Their drummer is in absentia today, but the three of you are here, and we're glad you're here, so thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's really exciting.
Let's start off with a track. What are you going to play?
All right, this song is called The Bathtub Song. It's going to be on our upcoming album.
Cool. Paper Parlor, live here in Studio A on 103.3 KMD. Name that song again, Kierden?
That was called The Bathtub Song.
Bathtub Song, right. And that's not on either of the EPs you've had out yet.
Is that, not currently. That's what? A little newer of a track. So.
Working on a new album.
You'll hear it when it's done.
Okay.
It'll be out.
You've had a couple of EPs out. Paper Parlor out last year and the year before that, one called Winter. Now, the original EP just had, officially, just had Kierden Wenger and Wilson Johnson on
the
two.
We subbed a couple people for like keys and some drums, but other than that, we were the writing behind it.
All right. And Mitch, you've been with the band now on electric guitar for about...
going on a year.
Yeah, going on
a year. In July, I guess.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
11 months.
Yeah, it's been a good 11 months, though. We've really kicked off being able to get some new dynamics.
Yeah.
Having Mitch on the guitar.
Well, great fills there, too. So it really works well against the acoustic and the bass. So, and I can imagine with the drums, too, that that's a good combination.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Lineup.
According to the website page, you say... From International Falls, is that where you guys currently reside still, or are you?
Not currently. We moved down here about the same time that we met up with Mitch. So about a year ago.
All right. So it's been about a year here in the. I guess to you guys, it's the southern land here in Duluth. So.
Definitely farther south than we were currently used to.
It's always a bit sheepish to sit here and call ourselves the Northland here in Duluth when we realize that up there in International Falls,
you know,
it's really where it counts.
Down here, it's far more drastic just living on the lake.
Oh, you think?
I mean, I saw temperatures this winter that, you know, we didn't have that fluctuation up there, so that's a lot more drastic.
I suppose, but when it gets cold up there, it just stays cold.
It just stays. You'll spend a week, like, just 40 below.
It's
dry everywhere.
Cold. It's not nearly as like snowy up there. It's just dry, windy, cold.
Yeah. You get up in the morning, blood running down your face. Can it just warm up a little bit?
I was thinking about that. It was, must have been, I think probably in the late 80s, the Calvin and Hobbes cartoon where he steps outside in the winter and kind of has a quizzical look and he says, I hate it when your boogers freeze. You know? and you get that sometimes here, but I imagine up there because it's a dry cold. So here you get the lake that sometimes makes that, it may make weather more... kind of up and down and wacky, but up there
it's
just deadly cold up there.
Yeah.
So
you wake up and you're just like, I don't want to go out there again. Let me go start my car 30 minutes early.
Right.
Yeah.
Get it plugged in.
Not fun at all.
Well, you guys are playing at Beaners this Friday night. Will Chad, your drummer, be with you?
He will not. He's out of town for the next week, I think. So we're going to be doing at least something similar to what you're hearing right now with the acoustic setup.
And you guys are on at 6. There are going to be several other bands that night, but that's day 2. It looks like a 4-day fest, the Pete Fest at Beaners Central. So you guys are at 6, and there's several of the bands that night. Tana Grohler's there, Blood Pine, Potluck Communist, and others as well. So the new record, though, you say is going to be full length. The other two you've had have been EPs, and this one's going to be a full-length one coming up. So.
Definitely.
Cool. And as far as how the other ones have sounded, the last EP came out a year ago, has had some drums on it. Will this one be more fleshed out? It'll be the four of you as a core, but will there be others as well? Or?
You know, I think as a core, it'll definitely be just the four of us. I know some people who play some strings and other instruments that we might add for some of the backup, depending on the track, but... I think essentially we'll probably stick with just the four of us.
Cool. All right. Well, let's hear the song, and we'll talk a bit more about the band in a moment. But we've got Paper Parlor here in the studio, live from CDA, 103.3 KMV. What are we going to hear next?
The song is called An Open Door. You'll find that on our winter EP that we have out.
Cool. It's a little bit of a revision because now we have Mitch, but it's only gotten better since we wrote it.
Fantastic. All right.
All right, here we go. You wanted out so bad, he couldn't take no more. He wrote himself a note and closed an open door. Never knew we ever hurt so bad. He always had a smile and never got so mad. Yeah. My blue. took the icy bridge with water down below. He never told his friends where he was going to. Found his one way out and wasn't looking back. He sent a prayer back home before he took his last.
Paper Parlor, live from C2A here on 103.3 KMD. It's from their EP out a couple of years ago, the EP called Winter, the song An Open Door. So I noticed just in looking at your materials, you guys have something that is kind of profoundly unique. Well, yeah, actually it kind of is. You guys have a mission statement, which I think is pretty cool. You say on your website that it's a great statement, I think. It's all about meeting new people and using our music to make them feel good.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, just fantastic. I mean, that's really a great vision. Yeah. So, and it's in many ways more concise than a lot of bands. You know, like, oh well, you know, we don't like to be pigeonholed. We don't like to necessarily force people to one thing. Just, you know, good music.
Yeah, I don't think anything should be forced on anybody. Yeah. It's more like that's what music does for me, and I think for the rest of the band, we can all speak for the same way.
Yeah,
I would say. I mean, that's what was the whole reason I started playing music was, you know. Music made me feel good, and I wanted to do it so I can make other people feel good.
Right.
Yeah, so pass it on.
Pass it on. Yeah. Pay forward. It'll come back to you one day.
Heck yeah.
So tell me about the creative process with you guys. I mean, since you're working on a new record now, it's probably a great time to say, you know, when you're working on a record, do you come in with stuff sort of pre-created? Do you write together? Do you contribute? How does it work?
Oh, man, I think it's a mix of all of it, really.
I don't know. Just sort of happens.
Yeah, sometimes I'll have, like, lyrics or a guitar line that I've been working on, and when it kind of starts falling together in my head, I'll come to the guys and be like, check this out, what can we do with this to make something out of it? Or sometimes I'll come over to our practice space, and Mitch is up there just jamming out something new, and it's really fun. We've actually kind of gotten into this, like, tumbleweed just going on and on of writing. We probably have couple albums coming under the belt now just because we don't know what to do with all the tracks. But
wow, okay.
It just keeps happening. It's really fun.
Cool. And the one you're working on now, you're saying you're kind of recording wherever you can, and it's a self-produced project. So
I think it's going to be a really important thing for this album to try and capture like the best place. I kind of want to set a feeling like you're in somewhere else when you're listening to the album. So I really want to pay a lot of attention to the setting.
Yeah.
So, like, doing it ourselves is really awesome to be able to just go wherever we want to, where the sound fits.
And so you're talking about the room acoustics, I mean, just the way the track sounds.
Yeah, getting room acoustics or getting, you know, a little bit more ambience, whether, you know, we set up an amp down by the beach and try and get some, you know, like sounds with gulls and stuff. We've been talking about just all kinds of ambience. Oh,
music concrete. Here we go.
We'll see what happens, but I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Once again.
All right. Well, yeah, I remember there was a friend of mine who had made a record, and I think one night he'd suspended a microphone out of his apartment window at 3 in the morning, and a horse and cart walked, you know, trotted by. You never know what you're going to catch.
Yeah, it's really true.
Yeah.
So I don't know. For me, when we decided that we were going to start doing this record, they came to me. They were saying, we're like, well, we have this set list, and we want to do this, and it'd be cool to get these certain sounds if we could. And I was like, that sounds awesome. And whenever we play a song, it always brings me back to where we wrote that song and how we were playing it when we first wrote it. I just want to create scenery for everybody that, you know, everybody can create their own scenery with the album, you know?
Yeah, a fine example of that is actually the bathtub song. We were just sitting in my living room on the watching TV or whatever, and we're like, oh, all our instruments are here, let's jam, and sure enough, we ended up writing an R&B song. It just
kind of makes you feel like you're sitting there on the couch and listen to it, at least for me. So I hope that's kind of the vibe that comes from it.
But it's called the bathtub
song. The bathtub song. Yes, you can almost imagine, like, sitting in the bathtub with your feet up in the bubbles, just chilling.
But you weren't jamming in the bathroom. You're jamming.
We were not. Surprisingly, it was written with pants on.
Yeah, that's good. Too much information, perhaps.
I apologize about any listeners who may be offended by
the songwriting habits of our local groups. We're speaking with Paper Parlor, and they're playing this weekend on Friday night at 6 p.m. as part of Pete Fest at Beaners Central. So you've also got a gig coming up in July at Northwoods Music Festival at Barker's Island, and you're also doing some regular gigs at Sir Ben's as well.
Yeah, we're going to be playing, I think, once a month for the summer over on their patios around 4 o'clock-ish.
Uh-huh. And then officially on your website, you say you've got a gig at Sir Ben's with Bradley Hathaway coming up in August.
Yes, he's a touring artist. He's residing over in North Dakota right now, so he got a hold of me and said he was wanting to do some more regional touring, so
we got
that gig set up.
Does that mean you're opening for him, or you're playing with him underneath?
I think we'll probably let him finish out the night, just since he's on the road and he's getting, you know, we're going to provide him with the check.
Yeah.
So we'll let him close out the night, we'll probably open it up.
Fantastic.
But definitely going to be a fun night. He does a lot of singer-songwriter kind of folk music.
Good.
So.
All right. I'd love to hear another song. What do you got for us?
This one's called 1,000 Dappled Ponies. It's another new one. Says now, drink your milk and go to bed, singing songs and stories just to fill my head. Mother, can you hold me? Can you rub my back? I can't fall asleep unless you hold my hand. Southwest from my right hand, I feel like a stranger.
song called Thousand Dappled Ponies by Paper Parlor. And that's one you're working on right now.
Yes,
so
indeed.
We'll hopefully hear that on the new record.
Heck yeah.
Have a target date for the new record when you might see it arrive?
I'm guessing sometime around the new year. We're definitely planning to try and get all the production finished by the end of the summer and start sending that off for mastering and stuff like that.
Cool. Well, we'll look forward to that for sure. That's a great song.
Keep you guys updated.
Yeah, sure. Paper Parlor, live from Cedar Way here on 103.3 KMD. They're playing at Beaner Central this Friday night at 6 p.m. as part of Pete Fest. And there'll be other bands that night as well, but these guys are on at 6, so be sure to check them out if you enjoyed what you heard today. Thanks, guys, for coming in today. I appreciate you being here. This is great.
Thanks so much for having us. It's been brilliant.
This is live from Cedar Way, produced by Christine Dean. Rick McLean helped us out on the audio stuff today, and I'm Chris Harwood. To check out upcoming guests and to listen to previous sessions, you can go to kmd.org and click on Arts. This is live from Cedar Way and 103.3 KMD. Thanks for listening.